A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Yud, Nazir 10a, pagination is 19, starting from the Mishnah on the second line of the page. Omar, if a person says, Omra Parazu, this cow has said, Hareini Nazira, I shall be a Nazir, Im Omedesani, if I manage to get up. Or, the person said, Omer Hadelas Hazeh, this door has spoken and said, Hareini Nazira, I shall be a Nazir, Im Niftachani, if I open. Beishamai omrim nazir. Beishamai say that indeed the person is a nazir, it's binding. The statement is going to be binding. Uveishilal omrim eino nazir. And Beishilal say he's not a nazir. So we have a few things to explore over here. The first and most obvious is mentioned by the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Para mika mishtai? Does a cow really talk? What happened over here? A person said that the cow said. A person said that the door said. It's one big joke. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Halcha b'maya skinan, what's the case? The cow was crouched in front of the person. Va'amar, and the person is saying, Kasvura parazu eina omedes. The cow must be thinking that it can't get up. Hareini nazir mibisara, I shall become a nazir from its flesh. From its meat, im amda me'eleha, if it gets up. Va'amda me'eleha, and now it got up. And a similar example by the door. The door doesn't seem to be moving. If it would move, this vow is being discussed. Va'alcho be'shamay l'shitasan o be'shilo l'shitasan, and be'shamay and be'shilo follow their opinion of the previous Mishnah, which we discussed yesterday. Beishamai da amri min grogros min advela haven nazir. When a person makes a statement, I shall be a nazir from figs, according to Beishamai, the vow does take effect. Even though you can't be a nazir from figs, but we're accepting it either because it's a nazir and we forget the fig issue, or he means neder from figs. Or he means both, but there's something to discuss over there, according to Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel omrim lo ava nazir, it's not binding at all. Nazir has nothing to do with figs. And nazir alone we don't accept because he described it by way of figs. And therefore there's nothing over here, according to Beis Hillel. A simple way of understanding it. We mentioned yesterday the Rambam's approach that even though it's not going to be a nazir, but it is going to be binding on the level of figs, and the expression, according to the Kesef Mishnah, should be, lo have a nazir. He's not a nazir, but he is going to be with a vow regarding figs. So the Gemara maintains that our case is similar to that case. Here also, the person is making a nazirus regarding meat, regarding the meat of this cow, because the cow managed to get up, and he made a vow that if the cow does get up, he should be forbidden to eat from its meat. However, how did we get there? The Mishnah presented something that you say that the animal thinks. In order to get to this vow that you're telling me, which is fairly straightforward, there seem to be a few steps until we get to the straightforward vow that he wants to make a Nazirus-type restriction regarding the meat. It's binding, or it's not binding. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, fine. But how did you arrive at that type of wording of a vow? So the first step, as we mentioned, was addressed by the Gemara. The Gemara asks, cows don't talk. And the Gemara answers, the cow is thinking. Rashi tells us that indeed we find that machshava, thought, is expressed as a speech. And a person might say, the cow said, even though the cow never said anything, but the cow thought, and it's expressed by way of speech, such as the pasuk, vidover emes bilvavo, a person who speaks truth in his heart. He's speaking in his heart. He's not saying it. It's in his heart, but he's speaking. Okay. Vayomer Esav Belibo, and Esav said in his heart, which means his mind, but that's the expression, he's speaking. The Rosh makes a similar reference from Tanakh, in the Pasuk in Yonah, Vaha'aniya Chishva Lehishaver. The ship that Yonah was on was thinking of being shattered. It was thinking of it. And we see that inanimate objects can be described as thinking, even though they don't talk, and they really don't think either, but they're thinking. I don't mean they don't think, but they don't think on this cognitive level that we're describing, that the animal wants to be a nazir or something like that. Okay, but what happened? What made it into a vow? So there are two sweeping approaches that I would like to touch on, mentioned in the Rush, and they really go to a similar way of thinking about animals that we find in Perek Shira. In Perek Shira, we describe an animal saying a pasuk from Tanakh, usually. And we need to understand whether it's the person's reaction to the situation, which is being attributed to the animal, to the creature, or we're actually saying as if the animal could talk. And then from what the animal says or seems to be expressing, then we can react. We find, for example, the Mefarshim in the Halalukas, where it says that taninim, big fish, whales, should praise Hashem. So the Mefarshim ask, whales don't talk, they don't sing. What does it mean that they're going to praise Hashem? And one approach certainly is that when people see these huge creatures, this is the praise that the whale influences, that the whale is a catalyst for this praise to be said. So again, is it as if the animal is talking, or is it simply the person's reaction to the situation? So the Rush has two basic approaches. One approach is that the person sees that the animal is thinking that it can't get up. That's what the Gemara was describing. The animal was thinking something. What was the animal thinking? The animal was thinking, I can't get up. So the person says, I'm willing to take upon myself a vow not to eat the meat of this animal if the animal will have a recovery, will regain its strength, will be able to stand up. I'm willing to make a vow not to benefit from the meat, but at least it should get up, it should have a recovery. So the chishva is somewhat tame. The chishva is simply that the animal is thinking that it can't get up. A second approach, actually attributes the vow on some level to the animal itself. Just like a human being in a time of danger might make a vow as a merit to get out of the danger, similarly, we attribute to the animal the thinking that it can't get up, and even the human-like thinking that it wants to make a vow regarding its meat, like we described in Nedarim, where a person who owns something can make a vow that no one should be able to benefit from his item, or a specific person can't benefit from his item. It becomes a mudar hana'a. It becomes off limits. So the animal, so to speak, is making a vow that no one should benefit from its flesh, even if it gets up. Or if it gets up, no one should be able to benefit from its flesh. And the person, by repeating what he attributes the animal to be saying, is as if he's accepting upon himself the binding nature of this thought process, that indeed it should be off limits like Nazirus if the animal gets up. And that's what the Gemara says. We're back to the question, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, if you could use the term Nazirus regarding something that's not Nazirus relevant. And just like in the previous Mishnah, there was a discussion by figs, over here there's going to be a discussion by meat. One final thought. In Meseches Chulin, when an animal is attacked, or if an animal is very sick, one of the verifications that we look for to see if the animal is indeed so sick that it's a treifa, is we want to see if it could get up and if it could walk. And therefore, this Mishnah might have an additional tie-in to why are we making this vow. If it gets up, I shouldn't have benefit from the meat. It's as if to say, even if it gets up, and even if it's considered kosher, if we link the two concepts, I will be personally off limits. I'm accepting upon myself personally, I'll still be off limits from eating from this animal. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.